ஹலோ அண்ட் வெல்கம் டு சங்கம் லிட். திஸ் இஸ் நந்தினி கார்கி அண்ட் இன் திஸ் எபிசோட் வி லேர்ன் ஆஃப் த கஸ்டம்ஸ் ஆஃப் அ பர்டிகுலர் செட் ஆஃப் பீப்புள் இன் ஏன்ஷியன்ட் டைம்ஸ் ஆஸ் டெபிக்டட் இன் சங்கம் லிட்ரரி ஒர்க் குறுந்தொகை 156 பென் பை பாண்டியன் ஏனாதி நெடுங்கண்ணனார். செட் இன் த மவுண்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் குறிஞ்சி, த வேர்ட் ஸ்பீக்ஸ் இன் த வாய்ஸ் ஆஃப் த மேன் டு ஹிஸ் ஃப்ரெண்ட் இன் ரெஸ்பான்ஸ் டு த ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைடிங் அபவுட் த மேன்ஸ் சேஞ்ச்ட் பிஹேவியர். பார்ப்பன மகனே, பார்ப்பன மகனே, செம்பு முறுக்கின் நல்நார் களைந்து தண்டொடு பிடித்த தாழ்கமண்டலத்து படிவ உண்டி பார்ப்பன மகனே, எழுதா கற்பின் நின் சொல்லுள்ளும் பிரிந்தோர் புணர்க்கும் பண்பின் மருந்தும் உண்டோ மயலோ இதுவே. All about an ancient Brahmin, says this one. In the opening words, Parpana Magane, meaning, O son of a Brahmin, the verse establishes the community of the man's friend, and this seems to be of significance because the same words are repeated two more times as the lines flow. Next, we glimpse a striking tree in Sembu Murukku, meaning red-flowered Indian coral tree, turning the spotlight on the claw-like red flowers of this tree that renders it the name of tiger claw tree as well. From an element in nature, we turn to look at a man-made object in Thaal Kamandalathu Padiva Undi, referring to ritual food in a low-hanging vessel. In contemporary times, the word kamandalam refers to a characteristic water jug with a top handle and a side spout carried by Hindu ascetics. The next line, Yeludha Karpin Nin Sollullum, beckons our attention, for it means, in the unwritten words you speak, the importance of which we will explore shortly. Ending with the words Mayalo Idwe, meaning isn't this a misconception, the verse intrigues our curiosity. Abstract words and ascetic objects seem to contain deep reflections. The context reveals that the man had met the lady and fallen in love with her, and the lady too reciprocated his feelings. However, the man was unable to meet with the lady as he wished to, and owing to this, there were changes in the man's behavior. Seeing this, the man's friend starts scolding him for not behaving in a stable and responsible manner. To this friend, the man says, O son of a Brahmin, O son of a Brahmin, you hold a staff made by removing the fine fibers of the red-flowered Murukku tree and eat ritual food from a low-hanging vessel, O son of a Brahmin. In the unwritten words that you chant, is there a medicine to bring together those separated? You are the one confused. With these words, the man is rejecting his friend's rebuke and declaring that his feelings are natural and valid. Time to explore the nuances. The man addresses his friend as the son of a Brahmin repeatedly. Then he goes on to talk about the ways of that Brahmin, explaining how this person holds a cane made of the fiber-stripped bark of the red-flowered coral tree. Next, the man focuses on a special bowl that hangs low and describes how the Brahmin eats ritual food from this bowl. The ritual food here could be a special kind of food meant for ascetics, perhaps without meat and spices as their scriptures dictated then. Next, the man turns to the words that this Brahmin speaks and characterizes the same as words that belong to the unwritten kind. This line gives sound evidence for two aspects about languages in ancient times. One, the language and scriptures of the Brahmin strictly belong to the oral tradition, and this was handed down generation by generation. The second aspect is that since this verse specifically states that those words are of the unwritten kind, conversely, it gives support to the fact that the language of the Sangam people was written down. And it's this differentiation between Tamil and perhaps Sanskrit that is highlighted in this single line of verse. Moving on, the man puts forth a question to this friend, asking if those scriptures chanted by the Brahmins had a cure that could bring together separated lovers? This is a rhetorical question to say that indeed those scriptures cannot solve the man's worry. And thus the man concludes, declaring to his friend that his friend's words of rebuke arise out of a delusion that there is only one way to be. With this, the man is pushing aside the moral policing of his friend and declaring that love and pining are natural, and if the friend truly wanted to help, he should set aside his reprimands and try to determine the reason for the man's changed state and resolve it. In the end, the verse makes a bold declaration that even the scriptures do not understand everything and gives us the confidence to trust in our own perceptions about what is right and what is not when it comes to the matters of the heart. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.